This is Ozarks at Large. The days just before and just after Thanksgiving are very busy. There are performances, special shopping events, and holiday-related parades, shows, and observances. Tonight, the Ozark Poets and Writers Collective will welcome one half of the band Still on the Hill to their monthly gathering at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. The program begins at 7 with an open mic, then Donna Sterna will follow. It's free, but donations are accepted. For more information, OzarkWritersWordPress.com.
Almost every day in the week immediately following Thanksgiving is given a label. Black Friday is followed by Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and the charitable-themed Giving Tuesday. Add another to the list, Green Friday at Hobbs State Park in Benton County. The concept has nothing to do with shopping. Instead, the idea is to get outside with family and friends. Among the activities scheduled at Hobbs on the day after Thanksgiving, scavenger hunts all day. At 10:30, Mother Nature will read a story, sing some songs, and help children make crafts. Guided hikes begin at 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m., and there's an Eagle Cruise at 3 o'clock. The Eagle Cruise does require advance reservation. For more information about Green Friday at Hobbs State Park, you can call 789-5000.
Monday, the Rogers Bentonville Elks Lodge will host the 8th Annual Chili Feed to benefit Open Avenues. Open Avenues is a local organization that helps adults with disabilities find gainful employment through partner companies. The chili is available at the lodge at 501 South 40th Street in Rogers. Monday, also by the way, the date for the annual Rogers Christmas Parade. The chili dinner begins at 11 a.m. Monday morning and will last until 8 p.m. And the Christmas Parade begins at 7 and will cover parts of Poplar, First, and Walnut Streets downtown.
Speaking of Poplar Street in Rogers, the open house for the new home for Kendrick Fincher Hydration for Life is Tuesday afternoon with an official ribbon cutting at 4:30. The nonprofit is now located at 1113 West Poplar, and the open house is Tuesday, December 3rd from 3 until 6. You can learn more at kendrickfincher.org.
The Holiday Express at Creekmore Park in Fort Smith will get rolling Monday evening, December 2nd. The city's Parks and Recreation Department will host the event that includes the ceremonial turning on of the Christmas lights at 5:15. If lights aren't enough for you, how about free cocoa, free popcorn, a free screening of the movie The Polar Express, fireworks, and for one night only, a steam engine train that will take patrons around the park. Other nights after Monday, there will be a diesel engine train available to give rides. For more information, 785-4225.
One of the longest-running Christmas traditions in Eureka Springs is the Silver Tea, hosted by the women of St. James's Episcopal Church in Eureka Springs. The tea is scheduled for Thursday, December 5th from 1:30 until 3:30 p.m. Every year, the tea raises money for a specific nonprofit agency. This year's edition is the 47th annual, and it will benefit Clear Spring School. The school is about to celebrate its 40th year of operation, and proceeds from the tea will help with the purchase of playground equipment. Admission to the tea at the Crescent Hotel is by donation, and the event is open to the public. John Wiley will be there to provide music. For more information, you can call St. James Episcopal Church at 253-8610.
Next week, the Bentonville Public Library will have an opportunity for you to pick up an inexpensive gift and help the library's collection of books for children and teens grow. Friends of the Bentonville Public Library are hosting a book fair from Monday, December 2nd through Saturday the 7th. The Scholastic Book Fair includes books, cookbooks, and more. The hours most days are 10 until 4 inside the Bentonville Library.
Friday night, December 6th, Ozark Folkways in Winslow will offer up food, drink, and music, and they say the chance to get Christmas shopping done early. The name of the event is, in fact, Get It Done Early. There will be items for sale made by local artists and craftspeople. The December 6th event is open from 6 until 8 p.m.
And one thing Thanksgiving week doesn't have much of around here, college athletics. Almost all of the area teams are either away from home for games or off until after Thanksgiving. There are two basketball games on the University of Ozark campus in Clarksville tonight. Both the men's and women's basketball teams host Hendricks tonight. The women's game tips off at 5:30. The men follow at 7:30.